A parcel of land in Waccamaw Valley that is being used to produce hay could soon be rezoned so it falls within one zoning category instead of several different ones. Deb Thorne with Sunflower Developments Inc. submitted a zoning amendment application to City Hall in late May requesting that the municipality change the zoning of a piece of land near the 7th Avenue Southwest Bridge. The chunk of land has no buildings or services but does have a farm lane easement, while the municipality currently taxes the land at commercial, industrial rates. Currently, the 5.80-hectare, 14.35-acre, parcel is zoned RVC's One River Valley Conservation and Slump Hazard Overlay District and RVCF One River Valley Conservation District and Flood Fringe Overlay. Thorne's application asks the city to change the parcel's zoning to UZ1 Urban Holding District and Slump Hazard Overlay and UHF1 Urban Holding District and Flood Fringe Overlay because this would create uniformity throughout the parcel and ensure the land's agricultural uses can continue. City administration presented the application during City Council's recent regular meeting, with Council unanimously voting to authorize City Hall to proceed with advertising about and preparing a bylaw amendment for the rezoning of this land from RVCs 1 and RVCF 1 to UZ 1 and UHF 1. After the advertising and public engagement are completed, City Administration will bring back a zoning bylaw amendment to complete the rezoning process. A council report explained that the zoned portions throughout the parcel had been carried forward from a previous zoning bylaw. Further, the UD district is to ensure that lands, which are required for future urban development, are protected to provide for an orderly transition from agricultural to other uses in areas planned for eventual urban activities. The next regular council meeting is Monday, July 26.